Ask an experienced Excel user for a list of the most powerful and valuable features of Excel. The pivot table will undoubtedly be on that list. Power users have come to rely on the tool that can turn 50,000 rows of data into a comprehensive one-page summary with just 6 mouse clicks. Hear more from the ultimate Excel power user, Bill Jelen, Mr. Excel.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
You know, Bill, you've mentioned the pivot table a few times, and I agree with you that the pivot table is one of the most powerful features of Excel. I think it's also one of the most misunderstood. Can you explain to our business listeners just what a pivot table is and what it brings to the party?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So pivot tables were not invented by Microsoft. They were invented actually over at Lotus in the Advanced Technology Group. A guy named Pito Salas back in the 80s was thinking about a new way to do spreadsheets. And when he showed it to the powers that be at Lotus, they said, hey, this is so amazing and so powerful. We can't possibly just include it with Lotus. We're going to sell it as a separate product. But during the competitive years from 93 to 97, Microsoft took the concept and added it to the data menu as a pivot table. Basically, let's say that you have 500 or 5,000 or 50,000 rows of detailed data that you've downloaded from a mainframe, and you have that in Excel, and you want to create some sort of a summary report. Using a pivot table, basically it would take 6 clicks to summarize those 50,000 rows of data into any kind of a high-level summary report. So we'll choose data, pivot table, and then click finish. Those are the first 3 clicks. And then grab the fields that you want to have in the report and drag them to the proper area of the report. So for example, if you want to see sales by region and product, we would take revenue and drag it to the data area, take product and drag it to the row area, take region and drag it to the column area, and 3 clicks, 3 drags, without creating a single formula, you've summarized those 50,000 rows into a one-page summary, which is just amazing. And then from there, it's very easy to change. If you show that to your manager and they say, oh, well, hey, could you add customer to this? Simply take the customer field, drag it, drop it in the right spot of the report, and you have a brand new report. It takes seconds to do what used to take an hour in Lotus 1-2-3.
Excel has something called Visual Basic for Applications built in. Do users have to be programmers or learn VBA to do things like pivot tables and other powerful functions in Excel?
No, not at all. All of these powerful features from my Power Excel seminar and from the book Learn Excel from Mr. Excel are just straight Excel, not using VBA at all. Now, on the other hand, we do use VBA a lot when we run into someone who says, hey, I need to create one report for every department. I need to do it every fill-in-the-blank, week, month, quarter. If you just have this really mundane task that you have to do over and over and over 40 times, well, you're prone to errors. And so we say that's a perfect thing to take and macroize. We'll write a macro that will go through all the steps, produce the first report, and then basically put that in a loop to produce a report for every department. Makes it run much, much faster, number one, and also eliminates the chance of just a manual error as you're going along. You know, you're very easy in a spreadsheet to put the wrong data somewhere, and so we can help eliminate those errors. For the clients that we design Visual Basic macros, it's incredibly powerful.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.